Message number 746. Soon my beloved Pope Benedict will guide God's children from his place of exile. Friday, March 29, 2013 at 08:45 a.m. Good Friday Message 2. Second message for Good Friday. My dearly beloved daughter, history will be made today. As my passion is being commemorated, it will in truth represent the crucifixion of the Catholic Church. On the days leading up to my betrayal and my time on earth, the priests of the day fought every way they could to try and prove that I was guilty of heresy. They took what I had taught, the Word of God, and twisted it. The rumors they then spread contained lies, and they said that I was trying to pull people away from the true teachings of the Church. They preached in the temples to warn people to keep away from me lest they offend the high priests. They were warned that if they continued to spread my messages, they would be cast out like lepers from the holy temple. In some cases, my disciples were told that they would suffer physical punishment and that they would be arrested. While they blasphemed against the Holy Spirit, they denied that I spoke the truth and said that my word was from Satan. They continued to worship God in the temples. Dressed in the robes of kings, they fought for their place upon the altar in the temple. All lowly servants were made to stand for hours while they sat on the chairs which were designed for kings. The altar was so full of the leaders in the church that the ordinary people were confused. They were obliged to pay homage to God by being forced to honor the highest ranking servants of God. The high priests demanded respect from those who attended the temple. They displayed all the outward signs of the love and humility which was expected of them, and yet they dressed and behaved as masters in my father's house instead of the servants they were meant to be. People were afraid of offending the Pharisees when they were following me. Priests were bullied and warned that unless they stopped spreading my word, they would be stripped of their titles. Ordinary people knew that if they were caught spreading my teachings, that their own fate would be much worse. The crucifixion of my body on earth completed the first part of the covenant with my Father to save mankind. The crucifixion of my mystical body, my church on earth, commences today the beginning of the final persecution, as the Masonic plan to defile my house will now become clear to all who know the truth. History will now repeat itself, but the truth will not be denied. Those who will deny me, however, will in time turn to me. Those who know that the prophecies foretold that my church will be the final target in ridding the world of all traces of me, Jesus Christ, are now taking place. They will follow me in my remnant army, who will remain loyal to my teachings to the end of time. No one can stop the true word of God from spreading. No one. The reign in the house of Peter will be short, and soon my beloved Pope Benedict will guide God's children from his place of exile. Peter, my apostle, the founder of my church on earth, will guide him in the last difficult days as my church fights for its life. Your Jesus.